So I would like to call the meeting of Rules of Legislative Administration to order. Representative Benson has a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the minutes of Thursday, March 27th.
Representative Benson moves the minutes from March 27th. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. We're going to waive Rule 2.03 today, the first of the session for House File 1915. And before we ask Representative Drazkowski to join us, I was hoping that Mr. McCormick could just remind us again about this procedure.
Madam Chair, members, Joint Rule 2.03 requires the House and the Senate to set deadlines for bills to be heard. A bill that misses those deadlines, maybe through error, inadvertence, difficulty of scheduling, is unable to go forward without being referred to the Rules Committee and a specific waiver of the rule, Joint Rule 2.03, by that Rules Committee. In a given case, for example, if the House waives that rule, then this bill can go on to all the other stops. The Senate may also have to waive the rule if it's missed deadline or on that side.
Members, are there any questions on that? Representative Drazkowski, could you join us briefly? And as you're coming to the table, Representative Drazkowski, we just generally ask for a very brief explanation for why you're here. So please join us. Welcome to the committee. And if you could just tell us about why I'm talking about House File 1915.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What happened with House File 1915? Mr. McCormick and I ended up in a discussion with the CEA of one of the committees. There was a lack of communication or lack of understanding or misunderstanding between that CA and my new LA that just split jobs. And we asked Mr. McCormick what we should do. He suggested to the CA that should be heard in the last committee and passed out the rules and go from there. So, Madam Chair, I'm not here begging for my bill to get to the floor, but it seems like it was one of those things that was, maybe Mr. McCormick and that, but I started the bill moving on like 26th of February or something, and anyway, that's where it's at. There's no known opposition to the bill. It's a simple bill.
Thanks, Representative Drazkowski. And generally speaking, we don't ask that anybody beg, and we're glad you're here. Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wonder if there's any extra cost by doing this. Is there any fee or extra tax or anything?
Thank you, Representative Earhart, for your question, and no.
Madam Chair, thank you. I have a fiscal note with all zeros.
Thank you, Representative Drazkowski. Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since I was always the one that asked last year about waiving the rule, I thought it was only fair to ask this year about waiving the rule, and I think Representative Drazkowski, I don't know what the bill is. I don't know what it does. I just, for this committee, I'm interested in process, and I think that was a good explanation of it. So thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome, Representative Hoppe. Are there any other questions? Then I'll renew my motion that we waive Joint Rule 2.03 and send House File 15 on its way. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none.
Madam Chair.
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, I think you also now have to move to pass the bill to the general register and specify where it goes.
Well, thank you, Mr. McCormick, for making that clear for me. I appreciate that. So let us send. I move that we'll send House File 1915 to the general register. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.